Spectrum is a documentary programme on New Zealand's national radio, and the presenter, Jack Perkins, went to find out more. It turned out that for the Stewarts, having a gold mine in their garden meant a lot more work than, say, winning the lottery.
I applied for a prospecting licence and we prospected on the property, and to our amaze that we got $93,000 worth of gold out in virtually a month. So then it was obvious the place was...
$93,000? Yeah. What, that's just testing the place?
It's just prospecting it.
Yeah.
The gold was in the grass.
In the grass?
It was in the grass, yeah.
So what, you could kind of scrape your lawn
you
and...
You could scrape, for the day that you were scraping off the top, it was in that.
Yeah.
So they sold the deer and bought $1 million worth of machinery, 4 diggers, several pumps, and hired 6 staff, including a full-time mechanic. Their lives were turned upside down. The silver birch trees and the orchard went, and the house became an island surrounded by gold mines. They had no driveway and had to carry everything to and from the house in a wheelbarrow. But they swear it was well worth it. In their best month, they made $250,000. And in total?
Oh, very hard to say.
Oh, guessing 6 or 7 million, 8 million maybe, that went out of it.
And most of that went on equipment costs and running.
Well, it cost you 2/3 to run the operation, at least. And but then as the price of gold dropped, of course, it got worse, and then it was costing 1.5 times the value of gold to bring it out.
So, it was at the finish.
And because you're gold miners, you get that gold fever. And you might lose $300,000 in 1 month, but you still like that gold, so you just keep digging. And that's what happens with it.
That's what happens. You get the fever for it. Gold always wins. Mm. You don't win with it.
It happens in history. If you could just imagine if you went out to your garden and you turned over one corner of your garden and you dug up $10,000.
You'd keep digging, wouldn't you?
You would dig on the next side beside it, and you might pick up $2,000. But then you'll go to the other half of the garden and you get nothing.
And it costs you to
dig. But you know that you've got $10,000 in that corner, so you just keep going.
It ended up costing us a lot of money.
Mm. Yeah. But anyway, that's all gone by the board, you know. I mean, we've been there and done it.
You do have to wonder what shade of green their neighbours were by the end. David and Helen Stewart spent most of their fortune buying and preserving buildings in their town, and David fulfilled his dream of opening an eel aquarium. Alternatively, of course, they could have just relaxed with their deer and left it all in the ground.